Yo, what's up, everybody? We here, we live on Off the Rock, and again, man, we got another heavy hitter on the show this week. Today, we got Chubb Love in the building, bro. What's going on, man?
I don't know, man. Just chilling with you.
Hey, that's what I like to hear, bro. What's up? I got the crew in the building. We got True in here.
True.
And then we got Cash in the building. What's
what
up?
What it do, man? What it do? What it do?
Now, you know who we don't have in the building. You already know. See, I don't know what it is. Yesterday, we ain't had you. Nah, today, we ain't got on.
They taking tires, skipping work.
Yeah, they taking tires.
Taking tires, not coming to work.
Yeah, I know. But shout out to, you know, Anna. She out there making some cash. So, you know what I'm saying? Off the Rock, keep pushing on up. You know what I'm saying? But look, bro. Y'all know how we start this show. It's the mental health check-in. How everybody doing? Let's start off with the guests, bro. How you feel?
I'm feeling good, man.
Right. You had a good day today? Everything ran smooth like you wanted to?
Yeah, every day.
That's what's up, bro. That's why I like this. You know what I'm saying? True.
It's a good day. That's why I got rained on at work, bro. It was still a good day, though.
Rained on? Yeah. It didn't get rained today.
No, it didn't rain in Mississippi. It rained every day in Mississippi.
I be forgetting.
Like 10 days straight.
I be forgetting that you be out there in Mississippi, dog. Cash, bro.
Yeah, my day was good, bro. I was in the yo early.
In the yo?
Yeah.
Why are you like freaking Energizer Bunny? I swear to God, he dropped like 3 songs just 1 week.
That ain't enough.
It ain't enough. Why you gotta let some of them tracks breathe?
Yeah, you gotta space them out, bro.
Yeah.
You might already have a hit. You don't even know.
You don't have time to breathe.
Okay, then. So, like, bro, ain't no time for breathing.
I breathe when I reach.
The wave. Get washed out.
Breathe when I reach.
Breathe on the island and so on.
Yeah.
There you go.
Say that.
That when you breathe.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
See, look, he already spit facts out here. Breathe on the island. You breathe on the island when you got a bad chick with leaves waving.
He didn't say all that. He didn't go
there. That's
how I feel.
See what's in your fantasy.
Yeah.
It's some cash.
I forgot what he said because you added some stuff to it.
And yeah. He dreamed about leaves.
Hey, dude, it's my interpretation, you know?
I like his feel. I like his feel.
You ain't even let me finish.
But his makes sense.
You ain't even let me finish.
I don't want to hear it.
I know you don't. And just like that, she was cut out of the show. We keep on moving. Oh, man. Look, bro. I say today for me, it was crazy for me, man. I woke up this morning, went to work thinking I was going to work just to find out everybody else wasn't going with me, apparently. People decided, well, shit, we ain't going to do it today. You know what I'm saying?
So y'all closed?
No, we went closed.
So I went on a labor strike? I guess
it felt like it, bro. Like, the way where I work at run, it's like a 3-part system, you feel me? So I have to depend on somebody to deliver product for me to even be able to do my job.
Yeah.
But in order for them to deliver it, somebody got to put the shit together.
Okay.
And the people who were supposed to put the shit together said, fuck it, we went going. So,
so what you did all day?
Well, on my end, I wasn't much I could do. I had to wait to... They put this shit together for me to be able to do it.
So it'll be the best days, though, when other folk ain't got their shit together, so your shit can't be together.
But see, the thing is, though, man, I still be having to be out there. And I don't be trying to be out there all day. Like, I don't get paid by
the
hour.
But you still got done in a good time, though, right?
Nah, dog, I got out. I was at work for 12 hours a day. Because I started at, like, 6. I ain't get out until about 6. You feel me? Even though for like 4 or 5 of them hours, I was just wandering around. Like,
yeah, it's not a good day, man.
I mean, yeah. I don't like just being there. I like to do shit with my free time. You see what we do? I could have been, I don't know. I could have added something else. I don't know. I feel like I could have used
it. So you had to stay like in the building or you couldn't like went outside and like, because you couldn't do that?
No, not really. Nah.
Yeah, nigga, don't you drive? You could just sit in your shit.
Yeah. Nah, not really. Like, you can't really do that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You feel me?
They got cameras in the
room. They got cameras in the stove. Oh. Like, them people, hey, bro, you wasn't in here. You feel me? Like,
they go down there and be back.
You feel me? They be like, hey, bro, you wasn't in here. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, dog, look, bro, it's a very special interview today. We got Chubb Love in the building. Let's get down to it. Y'all know how we start this. So, Chubb Love, bro, how did you get your name? Okay.
First it was Young Stone at first.
Whoa, let's dive into
that. That's a big change.
Yeah, that's a big change.
Yeah, first it was Young Stone. My daddy and my uncle and them used to rock back in the gap.
Okay.
Okay.
And they used to call them Stone and Steel, so I called myself Young Stone.
Carrying on.
Yeah, but then he came to me with the Chug Love thing, like, if you think about the market. At first, I was like, ooh, I don't know. Yeah. Then when he explained it to me, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to rock with this. I was banging with it.
How long ago was that?
Dude, like, when I first came home.
Who came to you with that?
Huh?
Who came to you with that?
You.
And you gotta say his name.
Oh, Big Apple.
Okay.
Big Apple.
Look, bro. We got it right here. Big old Tony.
Big old Tony.
In the building. Matter of fact, he in here. You know what I'm saying? So if you hear him on the side, that's Big Old Tony. You know what I'm saying? And also, we got another part of the management team in the building, too, man. Y'all already know. I wish we had
Lorenzo.
His card.
Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Lorenzo.
Yeah. I was gonna say though, I wish we had his car so I could show his car as well. But we got Lorenzo in the building. You already know. So like, Chubb Love is a name that really sticks. Like I feel like you don't really hear another name like that. Mm-hmm. It's like a market of its own. You know what I'm saying? So when you heard the name, did it have to just grow on you?
Like, no, it didn't have to grow on me because when I thought about like my music different.
That's true.
And like how I thought about it, like Young Stone, my music ain't fit that name.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I was like, yeah, see that like this fit me more.
Cause I feel like with a name like Young Stone, we expect you to produce like, you know, music like DMX or some shit.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Ain't no Stone yet.
Yeah. Alright, so like normally it's a lot of melodic like notes in your music. It's a lot of like tones. It's not just straight rap and spitting.
Yeah.
Like, did you take like choir? Was you up in choir or was you up in lessons for singing or anything like that?
You know, I've been singing my whole life. See, like both sides of the family, like, musical. So I've been music my whole life. Nope, I lied. I took choir in school my ninth grade year, but I got put out though. I got put out like the first week.
What school you went to?
Murphy.
Shout out.
Hey, bro, if you don't mind me asking, why you got put out, bro? I just want to know, bro. No, I was a nigga that got put out of school a lot, too, so I just want to know, bro.
All right, the choir teacher, he said I felt like I was too good for everybody or something like that. I don't know.
Hey.
I was humble, though. I just ain't.
Oh, that's some real shit, though. Okay. I got put out for the wrong reason. You put out for the right reason. Yeah. I got put out for the wrong reason.
I was bad, too. But he said I felt like I was better than everybody, so I couldn't be in there, so.
I just don't know. I don't know if I quite believe that. Like, I don't believe, like, you, not like the story. I just don't believe that you would give off a persona that I'm better than everybody. I don't read that from you.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, like school, I was a bad child, period.
Ah.
Sometimes they get it confused with confidence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, I want to always humble. You know, sometimes you got to humble yourself. You get a situation to where you got to be humble.
Yeah.
Some situations change you.
What was one of your humbling moments?
Oh, when my grandma died. When my grandma died, it kind of humbled me a little bit. When my granddaddy died, that just changed me, period. Like, I wasn't the same person.
Yeah. What was the mental state of you going and battling with the death of your grandparent?
It was hard. I mean, you know, like, some people just say people come and go,
mm-hmm.
But you, like, when you get to a point to where you feel like somebody gonna be here forever, mm-hmm. And then they go, you can't, like, it's hard to stomach that.
You can't register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't register.
Mm-hmm. Was, like, your grandparents the people who raised you?
Yeah, I was a grandma and granddad. Mm-hmm. I stayed with my grandma and granddad.
And, okay, so, like, were you able to use some of that emotion and pain that you did when you was dealing with that? Did you use that and put that into your music?
Oh, yeah. Because I found that as a coping skill. See, that's how I started rapping.
Okay.
Because, I've been rapping, but I wasn't taking it serious. But then after she died, I started, you know, like, just getting into it, like, finding this as a coping skill, you feel? And it just started from now.
Yeah, like, when I listen to your music, I can honestly really sit here and say I feel that pain and emotion whenever it's in your music. Like, you can feel that when somebody's singing, just that emotion.
I told him when we was at the Next Up Challenge, like, when he came out, or DJ played, like, I probably say maybe 27 seconds of the first of the song. And I was like, I'm standing back there behind the DJ booth next to the judges and shit. I'm like, yeah, this nigga won. Yeah. Like his sound, his production. From the production. And then one of the songs he did, the nigga just came on that bitch harmonizing with the shit so wonderfully. And I was just like, I feel like the choir teacher. Oh, yeah, this nigga better than all these other niggas.
It stood out.
Yeah, I got a question.
Automatically.
I definitely got a question about that as far as your style. How long have you been on that type of time with your music? Because that's...
Oh, I always, like... Because at first, I wasn't taking it serious at first, yeah, for real. But when I really locked in and I just listened to myself and I seen that, I was good. I was like, oh, yeah. But I always... I ain't never like being the same way like everybody else. Like everybody else, I'm like young boy.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm different. I mean, you can be that, but you got to be different too. Like
yeah,
you can't be
you
got to
be
else.
Something. But yeah. Respect.
Now speaking of the Next Up Challenge, was the Next Up Challenge your first ever performance?
Oh, no.
What was your first ever performance?
The QC event.
The grandma. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
How did you feel about your performance then?
It was so last minute. It was I felt like I always come out, I'm confident in myself. Like I ain't never worried about the next man. I'm always worried about myself. So I wasn't really feeling no type of way. I was just, I'm just go out there and do me.
Yeah, did you feel like you laid it after? Like, once you got done, did you feel like, yeah, nigga, I did that shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I play drums and I have a lot of performances. I perform just about every other damn week. But after every performance, like, some of them, I just know I went in and I did my damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like elated after that. I have to, like, be like Stone Cold and chug two beers at the same time. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that how you feel?
Yeah, in my head, be like, yeah, I did that, but, you know, you got to be humble.
Keep it smooth.
Keep it smooth.
Yeah.
Get out your
fair. Exactly, bro. Like, what type of genre you would say your music, like, fit in? Do you say, would you say it's R&B or would you say it's, like...
R&T.
Oh, what is that?
Rhythm and trap.
Is that like a new genre? Y'all hit me.
He for real though. Like that shit really is like a wave. Man. Like you mixing that soul shit with the trap shit, and that shit like blending so beautifully right now. And niggas that know how to get in that bag is digging in that motherfucker right now.
So Cash, since you know about that bag, give me a couple rappers that you would say headlining the rhythm and trap.
You talking rhythm and trap? I mean, of course you got like Raw Wave, like Mo 3 was somebody that was like rhythm and trap to me, like just somebody that's putting like literal like soul singing over trap beats. You feel me? Like, and that's what like Mo 3 and like Raw Wave do to me, because they literally singing in that motherfucker. Like it's niggas that use tune and all that shit, but them niggas really can sing. You feel me? So you feel that certain emotion that you wouldn't just get from hearing some nigga that's doing auto-tune or using auto-tune, you feel me? You feel a certain type of connection with the song. That's why I said in the first 27 seconds. It took this nigga one time to harmonize on the damn shit. He harmonized with his ad-lib vocals. When the shit came on, I was like, oh, yeah. Like, you just bitch. When you hear shit, you just know. You know good shit when you hear it, you feel me? So that's just, like, one of them genres that even if you're not a fan of that lane, like, I don't listen to, like, I never was a listener of Mo 3. I don't listen to Raw Wave. But I respect good music when I see it in here. And that's it good shit. Like, you can't deny that shit. Right?
Yeah. And so, speaking of those traps, the rhythm and trap, let me get it right.
Which is it's more people. You got Rumor, too. Like, Rumor, he hard.
Yeah, he definitely. Now, out of those people that, you know, and you can add whoever you want to add, out of the rhythm and trap section, who inspired you in this rhythm and trap?
I don't really listen to rappers like that. Well, I don't listen to big rappers. See, I'm different in music. So I don't listen to like what everybody else listens to. I like reggae and like Jamaican music, like Vibes Cartel and them type of people.
Okay,
right,
so
there.
Put us in your playlist. Who you vibing with right now? Give us about a good three of them.
Niggas said that's tough.
Vibes Cartel.
Okay, then they are.
Kevin Gates. Yeah, that's my favorite rapper.
Okay.
That. Who else? Oh, and me.
Hey.
Thanks.
What that humbleness? Yeah.
I don't really listen to nobody for real though.
I hear that though.
So, yeah, because all of it.
You always got to put. a humble person, you're going to always put yourself first, though.
Mm-hmm. I guess if all you hear is yourself, who should you be afraid of?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Kevin Gates is coming down to the city. Y'all don't know if y'all know about that.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, I'm going to see if I can work my magic. Get off the rock in the building.
Yes, sir.
That would be dope, though. I'd probably be a little nervous, but it'd be dope.
Why?
Because it's Kevin Gates, though. You never know. You might get a hamburger, you might get sweet. You don't know. Like, you might.
Every gate show, I don't open a couple gate shows. Any show I've just been to, bro, always. He never gave no bad performance. Like, bro's a great performer.
Yeah.
Like, that boy actually is a good performer. Like, I can't even cap. Like,
yeah.
He engaged with the crowd. Just don't touch him.
Just don't touch him.
Just don't touch him.
Got a good
show.
Yeah. So, Tub, man, growing up, like you said, you and your family, y'all did music. Like, when did you know this music thing was for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Like I said, when my grandma died, I had used it as a coping skill.
Mm-hmm. So even before she passed, before your grandparents passed away, was like music, how were you getting into music? Like, did they show you some songs or did they put you?
Oh,
they
no.
Had the Isley Brothers.
Look, Big Daddy, he used to run with Rich Boy them back in the gap.
Okay.
So
then.
I always had something to look up to. You get what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
You know Big Daddy? Are you related to him?
Wait a minute.
I'm thinking of Big Daddy. Okay, hold on, wait a minute. I might be thinking of a different Gator. It's a Gator. I remember I did a show with Rich Boy a long time ago, like in 2012. It was a guy with dreads, a long guy named, a long, tall nigga, look like damn the 2 Chainz, basically. His name was Gator. Yeah, long beard. That's what made me think about it, because he was with Rich Boy. He from the city too. But yeah, my fault.
If you ran with Rich Boy, I probably ran into C Nile a lot then. Cause I feel like they hung out a lot too when coming up. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm talking about like big Gator. You know what I'm saying?
Man, all them boys family.
Thanks.
Yeah. You say all man around C9, Rich Boy, and that man, been all over the world, all over sea.
Ring a bell.
Signed down the scope back in the day with
okay.
D-Boy squad.
That's what's up. So being around the game for
and
a minute.
You know what, bro? That's it. And that ties into that networking into your net worth. Cause like that's big. That, you know what I'm saying? That's the seed that you planted back in the gap. Now who's to say what kind of avenues and lanes that could be for your expense. You feel me? So, yeah, it's always good to be in tune. Never burn bridges, be
sometimes solid. What you know is who you know.
Exactly.
Fact.
It's always who you know.
85% of the game is right now. But it's also good that you got like big old Tony who been in the game, did it, and he like ordering your steps in this game because now you know like that's somebody you can definitely trust who's been there, seen it firsthand, you know what I'm saying? Did dealings and stuff. Like, what are some of the struggles that you face being in this music scene in Mobile?
I can't lie. I ain't really faced no struggle for real. Like, my talent, I always stuck out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't never really faced no troubles for real, no struggles.
Okay, then. So, what are some of the things that you go through, you know, like, as far as, like, success in the music scene? Like, are you seeing, like, the numbers? Are you seeing what you like to see right now?
Yeah. Numbers definitely going up. Yeah, numbers definitely going up. Most definitely.
Yeah, what was your like? I made it. I can really do this. I can really do this moment. Like when you look at your whole body of work, your whole career, and you're like, I can really do this rap thing. Because a lot of people rap, but they don't ever get to the point where they're like, I can really do this. I can really see myself here.
I was up the road, like, I had got sent up the road in state school when I was juvenile. And all I did was sing and that, so they used to call me the radio. we ain't never really had no, we couldn't listen to music like that for real. So I was the radio in there, so everybody be come around in my style, they just listening to me rapping and singing my stuff all day. I'm like, bro, when you get out, you got to lock in, bro. You can't come back in here, bro. It ain't nothing up in here for you. Like, you know, just stuff like that. You get what I'm saying? And when I came home, I locked in.
There's some of those people, like, from that time in your life, do you still, like, connect with some of those people today?
Yeah, I still connect with a few of them.
If you don't mind us asking, what got you sent up the road?
Oh, I had got tied up and some stuff. In school and outside of school.
Oh, okay. But, like, all right, so when did you decide to, like, change from that? Like, you was like, okay, I can't be on that type of time anymore.
Because when I was up the road, my granddad had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to see him when you know, when he took his last breath and stuff like I was with my grandma, like, that moment was taken away from me, and I don't want to be taken away. But what if it's my mom or my auntie or my uncle or somebody, get what I'm saying? I don't want that moment to be taken away from me again. So, like, it ain't for me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel exactly what you're saying.
So, even though I know, like, I ain't gonna say that.
Yeah. We'll keep vibing, you feel me? All right, so, like, what's next for you in your musical future?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of things lined up.
Talk about the QC.
Put
the thing on tape.
We got Interscope.
Okay, then.
We got a meeting with them when. I'm going to say that well. We got Interscope. Who else? J. Prince Jr.
That's hard. Who? We talking big time.
That's enough. Yeah. We ain't going to say too much.
We talking big time. So let's just let you know, bro. Like, if Interscope and those people are really having an eye, because they've been having an eye on Mobile, and for them to see Chubb Love, to let you know, bro, like, the music and the things that he putting out is real. Like, it has a real following. I know I can listen to it, which I already do. Like, I have no problem listening to it. There's some songs that get sent to my email I just can't get through.
But, like, all for real. Some of you motherfuckers know who y'all are. I'm going to start submitting to writing us, talking about getting interviews. Think about the shit y'all send us first, please. Please do that.
Please.
If you wouldn't get any shit to Diddy or Jay-Z, don't send it to us. That's how I feel about that.
I can't say that because some of them believe they can get
it. I feel that shit. Yeah, some people still send that shit to Diddy.
The things that really, like, you know, and I appreciate everybody who follow Off the Rock. I appreciate everybody who submit too. But, like, some of the things that get to me is, like, some people just get in my DMs and be like, "All right, bro, give me an interview." I was like, first of all, like, dog, do you just go to Walmart and be like, "Give me a job"? Like, there's a process. And, like, some people, they'll be, like, borderline harassing with it. I'm like, it's not that hard to get on this show. It's a very simple and easy process. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I got my eye to the city. I already see the progress in some people. I'm just waiting for you to make a move. Not like as far as making a move and contacting me. I want to see you make a move in your career. Because if I heard you 5 months ago and you still in the same spot 5 months ago, why do I want to put you on this platform? Yeah. For you to be in the same spot, because I can only do so much with this following. Like, for you to be in the exact same, so y'all think about that as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to help you.
Consistency, yeah. People. Consistency.
So, Chubb Love, bro. Like, we talked about your name in the beginning. Like, what do you want your name to mean in the future? Like, when they hear the name Chubb Love, what do you want the people to think? Because your name is everything.
He was different. He was different. He wasn't like nobody else.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked that question is, the teacher asked me that question back when I was in high school. And it took me a second.
Asked you what you want John Rocker to be?
Yep. And you know what I said? I said legendary. Because I want people to see, like, a guy who puts on for his city, but a selfless and heartless person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And a person who vibe and rock with everybody. You know what I'm saying? They feel open to come talk. Just like Chubb Love feel open to come talk to. You know what I'm saying? Like, so Chubb, bro, like, what are some things you might want to tell your people and tell your fans, man, while they watching?
Oh, thank y'all for supporting me. Y'all gonna keep supporting me, and I'm gonna keep making y'all happy.
Hey, man.
Hey, bro. And that's
real. Oh, and go and cop the merch, too.
The merch. I see the merch. I peeped the merch when y'all came in. I rock with it.
How much is
it? $20, right?
Yeah.
And who and where?
Jumpsuits coming soon.
Y'all
gonna say, I bet. Everything,
ski mask. Okay,
How can they find out how to get it? Do your manager?
Mm-hmm. Big old Tony.
Big old
Tony. All right, let me see. Hey, Big Old Tony, bro. It's cool if I just put
him.
Hey, man, let me ask, man. All right, so cool. All right, so if you want to hit up Big Old Tony to get you a t-shirt, you can hit him up at his email, and it is TONII18781@gmail.com. That's TONII18781@gmail.com. Also, bro, y'all can hit him up. It's Cool About Pooping. Which number is the best?
The 225.
Okay, so hit him up at 251-225-1429. That's 251-225-1429. That's for merch, and it's also for bookings as well. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to book to a love, you know what to do. You got to hit up Big Old Tony, bro.
And you can also get in touch with Lorenzo
Yeah, also get in touch with Lorenzo, too, as well.
The fact that you was just reading that with glasses on like this, like...
Bro, I just got to make sure I'm specific. Like, I got to make sure I don't mess up. Bro.
You like, all right, you know, 278. Like, nigga.
Yeah, we lying. He did
read it, be like, use it.
I got to make sure it's clear, bro. I got to make sure it's clear. Come on, bro.
I can't wait till you're done.
They had the car on his nose.
Hell no, bro. Chill, dog. If you weren't doing music or you weren't doing rapping, what else would you be?
I love these questions.
College is working.
I don't know.
College is working.
Yeah. Bro, what are some other things that you like to do other than make music?
I used to play football when I was little.
That's what's
when
up.
When I was younger, like in the seventh grade. I like football. I play basketball, but I don't watch it for real. Like,
okay. Make sports analysts.
He's a fake sports analyst?
I ain't watched not one NBA game this year.
What? That's hard to, like, I feel like that's probably...
It's just not the same anymore, though. Like,
it ain't the same anymore.
Yeah, it really
it definitely ain't the same.
The game is softer, for real. With the fouls and stuff, sometimes it get hard to watch because I remember watching one game and nobody would make a bucket. It was like 12 minutes and the shit was on my TV and nobody made one shot. Like, that shit really aggravated me. But, like, you did say you like football. Like, what team do you like and what team do you follow?
Oh, Alabama.
I mean.
We about to end this interview short. This is bullshit.
That's bigger than all in the NFL.
Like,
Roll Tide.
Yeah, see, he's a Florida fan, so, you know, they don't understand too much about it.
Bro, y'all get to buy all these
championships. Don't feel bad, bro. I'm from Michigan. I'm a Michigan nigga. Don't feel bad, bro.
Y'all good then? Cause they tell.
Tebow, ain't gonna be a tight end, I ain't gonna lie, that was the best y'all needed a team full of criminals and killers. and on top of that, you need a team full of criminals and killers. There's a couple of criminals and killers on that squad too. And they were led by Preacher. Y'all needed some dynamic shit going on.
Alabama just stacked their year. I'm just getting roasted by people who just go and buy championships every year.
Nick Saban getting Hellcats for everybody. Every nigga on the team.
Hey, man.
The Charger Keys, boy. If they lose, the Charger Keys going up
there.
Hey, he worse than the army, my guy. Let the nigga lose the game.
Nick Saban, let me get all them Charger Keys.
Money talk, though, man.
You ain't lying. Money do
talk.
How many
Florida's ain't got nothing, man?
Nah, we right behind you. You feel me?
We're going to talk louder, though.
Let's say, all right, so you buy the other two coaches that are on the
We have Bill O'Brien. Y'all did go power up on that offensive coordinator and he was calling you. Alabama's tough, man.
But I do got one good thing to say about Alabama on this show.
If they win another championship, they win the next one, bro. Just send their ass to the league and let them play the Titans. Let the nigga play the Titans for 12 weeks. And that'll be their
season. They're going to win by two. But it's one good thing. No, like, I'm finna say one good thing.
She's in the middle of Alabama. Hey, no.
Look, I got one good thing to say about Alabama, fool. I do respect y'all, and I gotta say, this is in this room, This is the one time I've seen the most Alabama fans with the most teeth in the same building.
Oh, you funny.
Y'all blessed.
Y'all blessed.
Because normally they talk about Alabama stuff. I can't really understand them because they ain't got enough teeth. You feel me?
But look.
Tough, bro. We appreciate you off the rock.
Why? Because off the rock, I'm sorry, you can't talk with your quarterback, Kyle.
Hey, bro, but when you in the Heisman race?
Man, who ain't in the Heisman race? No more goddamn. That shit don't matter.
Nobody's from Michigan.
Hey, I feel you. You're right. Them niggas some shit. Hey, look, I have no problem with me with my team. My favorite NBA team ass, the Thunder. Because we got the worst front office in NBA history.
No, bro, I got the best front office, to be honest.
You tripped.
No, dog. Y'all got like 13 number first round picks.
And what we do with... All right.
You just got them. You got to give brother a chance.
I'm talking about before all that shit. Nigga, what you talking about?
No,
Sam Presti didn't do it.
Sam Presti can't help KD1 to go join the 73-1 Warriors.
Hey, man.
He can't help that. You can't help Russell Westbrook. Is just a ball hog. You can't help that. You feel me? You can't win with him or whatever.
You say you can't win with Russell?
No.
No, you can't win with him.
You can't win with him.
Mm.
You can't.
You can. Where? You can because it almost was done.
Where?
In OKC.
Where? Again, y'all was up 3-1.
KD was out there, but I know that. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To the trash. True, bro. Tell the people something before we get out of here.
Tell them something. Yeah. It's a chill love thing, man.
You already
respect,
know.
We respect it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, man. I like your name, though, for real.
Chill love.
I got to say that a different way every time.
Well, wait till the radio.
Oh, God. All the girls going to love that shit. Mm-hmm. I swear to God. All the females.
Yeah, I get you one to be like, how they put a little voice. That chill love. That's something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Have a little tag on your shit. Have a girl talking. So a nigga know you on the track. You feel me? Have a vibe.
I can't wait till you take the world by storm. I don't think they ready for him, though.
It's going to be crazy.
I don't think they ready. Because bro going to hit the stage and he's going to turn all the way up every time.
Get ready.
I'm trying to look. I'm trying to think who I would like to see like a feature with Chug Love that'll be like up there.
I need to see you with a rock nigga. Because I don't want to see you with... No, I don't want to see you with like a raw wave or nothing like that. I want to see you with like a rap nigga. Because I feel like you'll eat on some shit. Like, on me, on some weird sonically, this will sound good to me. I could hit you on some shit with ESTG. Like, I could hit ESTG rapping on some shit that you come in on your time. And it's going to just put out... You that type of artist to me, bro. Like, you'll be like the feature. Like, say you a featured artist. You gonna take all the traction from the song. You gonna be one of them niggas. Like I'm calling that shit. I stamped that shit. You gonna be one of them.
I know this kind of like.
That
I know this kind of like out the box as far as like a rapper that I see him with, but I can see him with Tyler the Creator.
That is out the box, but it definitely could be done. Yeah. It definitely could be done.
Like Tyler,
it definitely could be done
with the way that he harmonized with melodies and stuff,
which he does have a.
And Tyler,
Tyler wild. Man.
That nigga wild. Like, but I gotta say this because
musically.
That nigga's a genius. Yeah, I ain't gonna count. Like, that weird motherfucker a genius when it comes to that music. Mm-hmm. Like, on some real shit.
I knew he was a genius when I seen his Tiny Desk and he had the twins on there.
Yeah,
and he was rapping, but at the same time, it was like, I can't remember what the name of the instrument is, but it has like little beads and you have to twist it in order for you to do it. He twisted the beads and shit off beat as he's singing on beat.
That's
like
crazy.
That lets you know, like I'm a drummer. That's just tough.
That shit, I know that shit hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah,
creating right. Another rhythm while trying to stick to a rhythm. I know that shit difficult as hell.
That boy ain't playing.
Alien, that's alien like.
Exactly, bro. Look, bro, this has been a great show on Off the Rock, bro.
Hey.
That's tough.
Normally, I let y'all guys do it, but I think today I'm gonna do it today. So, we're going to christen you into this group like we always do. Like we do everybody. Look, dog. Y'all say it with me. If y'all ain't vibing with Off the Rock, bruh, they what?
Under the rock.
My God. Yeah, this been Off the Rock. Thank y'all for fucking with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Same place, same time, same rock.
You heard it.